This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I know in the NFL, most compelling often turns into the most complaining. Whatever outrage there was about the NFL MVP completely misses me. I thought some of the shots taken at Josh Allen are ridiculous, and I think people missed the number one story about how awesome it was to have an NFL MVP race that was not decided. It was literally a wire-to-wire, probably the closest NFL MVP vote we've had in a minute.
Yeah, it was fun. Lamar had the better statistical season. There's no debating that one. I don't think anyone can really even try to, if you put up the numbers, it's not even close.
I actually think it's closer than you realize.
Okay, explain.
Total touchdowns, 45 to 41. QBR is 77.2 to 77.3. Josh gets the slight edge there. The PFF grades, in terms of, qualifying quarterbacks? So quarterbacks who actually should have been voted on, guys have played 80% of snaps or more. Lamar was one and Josh was three. And then Josh's team won more. And I think contextually, I think it's fair to say more was needed out of Josh to get to 13 wins than Lamar, who played with Derrick Henry, who on almost any other team might have might have been a serious NFL MVP candidate himself.
Yeah, there was a 20-point difference in the passer rating. There were some other numbers that there were some pretty big gaps between the two, but that's not the point. The point is that I had no problem with Josh Allen getting the award. And I like the idea that 20 years from now, we'll look at this and say, did Josh Allen deserve an MVP this year? Yeah, you can make a case and an argument for it. And it did feel like that was the reason why he ultimately did get the award. Now, there's a reason why Lamar Jackson got the AP award and got the Offensive Player of the Year and All-Pro selection. And that's because he did have a better season than Josh Allen. But Josh Allen was the actual most valuable player to his team. And that's what I like that they accounted for there. It's just a weird spot where you can make an argument that one had a much better season than the other, but the other actually meant more to its team success, i.e. the people that they played with. You know, Lamar Jackson playing with the running game that he had with Derrick Henry and playing with all the weapons that he had was a much different situation than what Josh Allen had, where he made everyone around him better, didn't have a bunch of great wide receivers, and then had James Cook obviously go off to the races.
I just think this idea that it's disrespectful to Lamar is disrespectful to both quarterbacks. I also think the idea that it's purely a statistical award, I like the fact that that's not just what this year is about. Because I think...
Right, I mean, yeah, Josh Allen, if you actually look at his by the numbers, and I'll throw passing yards in there, because passing yards do matter in the equation, they read similar to what Aaron Rodgers did this season than they do anything else. Like, if you want to go through the straight line of it all, the 28 passing touchdowns, 3,800 yards, like, that's Aaron Rodgers. What makes it so remarkable is that they fought through that in the narrative, and just the idea that Josh Allen did mean the most to the Bills and how the Bills were able to have success.
I just think it's funny that people say 28 passing touchdowns and forget that Josh had 13 rushing touchdowns. Like,
No, I mean, people put that in the equation. I think in the side-by-side graphics, a lot of people had the total touchdowns in there. And Josh Allen having as many rushing touchdowns as just about anybody in the NFL. I mean, it's wildly impressive.
I think it's a really good thing for the NFL that we had two quarterbacks. And you could have thrown Saquon into that conversation. I would not have been upset in the least if he had actually won the NFL MVP.
Yeah.
But we've just reduced this to whenever it becomes... I completely push back on this is a career achievement award. It's the Steve Nash thing. It's not Steve Nash winning an NBA MVP. It really isn't. Josh Allen, absolutely. You can tell me.
Nash won two. That was the problem.
He shouldn't have won one. He shouldn't have won any. He was a really good player. He had no business being in that echelon. Josh Allen does. Every year, Josh Allen is one of the four or five best quarterbacks in the NFL. And so Steve Nash was never one of the five best players in the NBA.
No one's arguing that.
And so, but I think that point that people have kind of made it like it's some sort of paper tiger. I think what made the season so, I'll dare use the word iconic, is that Mahomes had a mid-season, and we still had, I mean, and honestly, you could throw Joe Burrow in there. Like, I think we need to start opening up the conversation on MVP because the idea it's even consolidated to five people is ridiculous.
No, that's what's nice about Josh winning this is that it really got to the heart of who was valuable to their team, more so than just, hey, he threw for the most yards, threw for the most touchdowns, and then we move from there. Now, I do think in the Lamar camp, and I'm not making the argument for Lamar, if I had a vote, it would have gone to Josh Allen, but... In the Lamar side of things, I think the idea that Lamar did beat him up in the regular season game they played each other does matter in that equation as well.
I actually wish they just would stop doing it for just the regular season. I really, and I know that this might skew it towards people who make the postseason. Good. There should be a reward for making the postseason.
I know. I've gone back and forth on this for a million years because, like, the worry you have there is that just then whoever makes it to the Super Bowl and wins the Super Bowl is then going to ergo also win the league MVP award.
Yeah. Well, okay. But here's the thing. That probably more often than not ends up being the right thing now, right? Because whoever's the starting quarterback for the Super Bowl winning team ends up being the best player in the NFL that year. So, like, it does skew it, but, like, if we're already skewing it. Like, Joe Burrow was 9-8 and was not a serious MVP candidate. Myles Garrett was 3-14. Yeah, he came in third. But, guys, the voting odds had him as, what, the fifth most likely guy to win?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not upset if they made Patrick Mahomes the MVP for three straight years here.
Yeah, so, well, and like I just...
I'm not upset by that.
Like, I do think, like, another... And listen, I know I don't... I didn't vote, so I'm not sullying myself with saying
this.
No,
you didn't have a vote.
Lamar and what he does in the postseason versus what Josh does in the postseason, man, if that doesn't paint an even more accurate picture about player value. And I think it's interesting because now that Josh won the NFL MVP but lost in the AFC title game, people are being like, why aren't we holding him to a higher standard like we do Lamar? Because one guy is consistently elite in the postseason, and his team lets him down. And the other guy, well, Lamar had a couple turnovers this year. The other guy has enough mistakes in the postseason, you can almost point to him as a big part of why they lost.
No, Lamar's been an unmitigated disaster in the postseason. Only games he has double-digit turnovers is in the postseason. That's not a hyperbole or anything. That's fact.
And I want to circle back on
this. The only multi-turnover game he had was in the postseason.
I feel like it sounds like I'm just bleeping all over Lamar. I would have been happy if that guy had won a Super Bowl in spite of it coming at the expense of the Ravens winning one. Like, I really like Lamar, which is hard. Like, I don't like Baltimore Ravens. I like Calais Campbell. Like the hell out of that guy, but that's because I liked him before he was a Raven. I like Kevin Zeitler because he was here, and then he ended up in New York and somehow ended up in Baltimore. I don't like Baltimore Ravens. I like Lamar a lot. I just think the whole conversation's about quarterbacks and the statistics and throwing everything together. I just think the conversation on a big level, not you and me, on a big level has never been dumber or more tedious and more disrespectful to these guys. I if they had named Lamar the third MVP, third time MVP, I would have been like, damn, he had a great year. If they had named Josh, I would have, damn, he had a hell of a year. If they had named...
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
And Joe, I would have been like, you know what? Honestly, he's the only reason they got to 9-8. That's a hell of a quarterback. I get it.
Right, but we had this conversation in the NBA with Nikola Jokic. Jokic won for the third time, and the reason why no one wanted to give him a third MVP is because that puts you in Larry Bird territory. And I felt like that's kind of what played out here this year as well. You didn't want to give Lamar Jackson the MVP, not based off of any other reason outside of that would be his third. And again, he's sitting in very, very rarefied air, and his accomplishments don't match up from a postseason standpoint what a three-time MVP winner normally would have.
216-474-0092. Are you outraged?
I think more people just got mad at the idea that the AP finally put the voters' names out there and what their ballots were.
Yeah, it's so funny.
It's kind of dirty pool, if you're being honest.
No, that's we need more transparency.
I like that, but you got to tell them ahead of time that it's going to happen.
If you want to vote, if you want to say.
Now they know.
Okay, but if you want to vote and you want to say, you should be prepared to have your name publicized.
You should, but they also probably should have told him that was going to happen ahead of time.
Is it really that outrageous that Josh Allen won the NFL MVP over Lamar? Matt and Willoughby. Matt, I know you want to talk about Nick Chubb as part of the Browns rebuild. What you got for us?
Just to go with the MVP talk for a minute, we really, as a public, need to know the absolute definitions of what we're MVPs of. I mean, if you take a guy off a team and they're garbage, I think really that, I mean, that's kind of the Joe Burrow thing, right? You remove him from that team. He's the most valuable player on their team. And you kind of look at it, but his record sucked. So it's like, how do we – the MVP always kind of has to be on that winning team, but if you remove them from a bad team, how much worse are they?
I will say, though, just real quick before we get to your Nick Chubb point, I think people realize there are certain things I think we trivialize how hard they are. Like being an NFL official, I think is actually a lot harder than we give them credit for. I think in terms of nailing down a definition for an NFL MVP, I think the beauty of it – is that there's some versatility depending on what year it is. Like I kind of think what I was saying is we're too restrictive. Like we should add Saquon into the mix. We should add Joe Burrow. I think we need to have a more flexible definition, even if that might lead to I don't want to say more wonky results, but more a variety of more outcomes.
Right, but even with MVP, it's always the face of a team, face of the NFL. The quarterback race, it's just kind of how it's always been. But to talk about Nick Chubb and the Browns and all that, overall, I don't think it's a player's thing or anything like that. Obviously, if Myles Garrett is this pillar stone that we have, and he's involved in all these conversations and all that, he's obviously hearing something he doesn't like. And for people to call him an idiot and all that, you're like, I just don't understand. If the guy needs to go, he knows more than anybody, right? He's the last, him, Nick, Denzel, all these guys that have been extended, they've been around it the longest. They're tired of it. I get it. I mean, not even talking as a fan, just as a football fan, not just a Browns fan. It's, I don't blame them. And then really, until Jerry Haslam moves out of there, it's a tough organization to kind of be here. And to blame Barry or blame Stefanski, they're just trying to keep their jobs like the rest of them. You can't fire the players. You know, that the coaches and the GMs are the first to go. But I'm going to leave you guys with that, and I'm just going to walk off. First-time caller, appreciate it. I'll talk to you guys later.
Appreciate you, Matt. Thank you, buddy. Well, they actually do fire players all the time, and that's kind of at the heart of I just never have a problem with a player saying, I don't want to be here anymore, if they've earned it. Like if when David Njoku, because people have pointed that, and I think we've talked about this too, when David Njoku asked for a trade, was that 4 years ago? David hadn't earned it. I mean, David hadn't even gotten a second contract yet. David had some...
No, but he got put in the doghouse by Freddie Kitchens, was just angry about it. That's really the impetus of that.
So, like, Miles, to me, and once you get 8 years in, and you get, 105 sacks in, and a defensive player of the year, and you've been such a reason why they've been so good, if a team comes to you and says, hey, we're really jazzed about this idea, and here's the quarterback, if you don't believe in that, okay. Like, teams can fire. If Miles has a bad year next year and they can save $25 million next year, they're going to do it. And so Miles, it's not a firing, but Miles politely saying, I'd like to handle this the right way. I don't believe in the plan anymore. And then for them to, I think, force his hand and make him go public, that feels borderline disrespectful to me for a guy who one day is going to go into Hall of Fame and who a fair of us still own jerseys on and still have a lot of love for. 216-474-0092. We're going to continue on with this. Andy, Barry, David, Travis, you guys stick there. More on the Browns rebuild. And there was something. We talked. There's a name you're going to love. There's a name you're going to hate. I think we got to lower our standards, and I think it's okay that we will. That's coming up in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.